interview with Clarence L. Kelly, also known as Sawdust Kelly, by Edward McCurley for the Kentucky Oral History Commission. This interview, due to peculiar circumstances, was conducted in my car as Mr. Kelly and I traveled from Morgan Street in Lawrence County into the county seat of Louisa. The interview was conducted on July 14th, 1978.
All right, good information. I think I've got from you before. But you've told the saw all your life, is that right?
Yes. I started out in town. I got out in school and I was in the papers when I became 7 or 8 and 10 years old, right around there. And I was a little past 8. I'd sold half magazine to France and I was from the island. We were sold a magazine to France. There's one place too that is put in with my parents and didn't want me to pay the saw, but did want me to pay the bar. But you never let me sleep on that because they didn't want me to pay the time of music. And so I liked music. And the mother she played the piano, and I thought it wasn't anything but fair that I should have a subject of playing this in order to work to. Went to the pawn shop and I looked over the vines and a mule come down and snatched them. So this man had a vine there, so where is that? What's the other saw for $7? Well, I paid him $1 down on it, make it off. And every time I saw him in the magazine, he'd run in and give him another $1. And so in about 3 or 4 days a week, Tom had the vine paid for. Then I got out and went to looking for a good violin teacher. And I went to take some lessons on the violin. And learned to read music. And so, about 2 minutes after that, some old man, I forget who he was, I couldn't remember his name, he saved me a lot. Wasn't saved me. A lot of music in the classroom. And I was looking at his cell, and he said, there's a lot of music in those things. Well, I didn't know a thing about how to get the music out. I didn't know one single thing about that. So it's well for music there, I found it somewhere.
Yeah.
And I went home and I got one of my dad's cars and I went to work on it. And so after walking around and experimenting and working as a car, I got my first note out.
Uh-huh.
After I got the first note, well, from then on, I was knowing as much as I was learning about music, and my mother kid told me some few things about the school. I knew this banging around on the piano, and I never did so much about it. Inside on the subject, come this far with it. You can do just a little bit farther. was cool, and I picked him up and started working with the child again. So I went on to my things and that obstacle. And cut that up the wall, I don't remember now, but anyway. the Senator thing.
Uh-huh.
And Lobster, oh, you're getting off your head. You have no business getting out the car and locked up and we're talking about things. I had to fight every step of the way against objection. And I told him I was going about the third festival. I came back to the pastor and they said, oh, all Indiana, that's all. And I told him, I said, well, yes, sir. You see where the extra money's coming in from to help do things I need to do here. And I said, you know, as well as I do, Social Security check isn't netting enough to do anything to a house in the way of repairs. It isn't netting a bit of money to buy any extra groceries or anything. I said, I can make it a whole lot easier if I can work my way on this farm here. And I said, it's a case of either you and I going ahead and you working with me on the thing, or else I can go on without you. I said, I've waited all my life for an opportunity, just so I don't need it. And I said, again, I said, but you or aunt or uncle, brothers and sisters that you had none, or anything else, two people going ahead from me. And so Dave, I said, too much about it. I said, I know who will be eating, but it had a good place to stay of a night. And if I really get out and go to traveling on the road and be out all the time, I know it won't be a night I'll be broke. But staying around here, there'll be a lot of them I'll be broke.
Yeah.
And Steve was right on track. He don't like it because I have to be gone, but still, you just have to accept it if it goes on. Because every time I feel I'm able to make a trip, I'm going to make it.
Right.
I used to tired over working on that old building there, but when I got home, I laid around and didn't do hard anything yesterday all day. But I worked straight through the 6 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night, it's just an hour off to get lunch and for break. And you get to doing a lot of repping work like that, so that's most of it all together and get a little tired and going out. Because when I work, I don't feel like a lot of these young fellows and a lot of these others that will stop every few minutes and working the cigarette or run over and get him a coke or something like that. And I get up on a ladder table, or up on a drilling wrecking or anything. And I'm out there, I don't hardly even stop to get a drink of water, so I stop and drink. And the same way when I go back to the afternoon.
What do you do most of your life before you got into
well, I finished cleaning it, I laid the cement block, I done electrical wiring, I done carpet work, I done interior and exterior painting, and I've taken care of flower gardens and the plants, and taken care of fruit trees, and sold for about 10 years, sold trees and shrubs for stock nursery. I've done a lot of sales work in various lines in between times. Then I worked in machine shop, machine operator, on automatic, and I know how to do electric welding. And I have done just a great big variation of different things.
Always hope you can get into the music business.
Well, I had hope somehow I would be able to do this. As the years began to pile up, I didn't have so much food I got years ago either.
Right.
And so I was going ahead just doing the best I could, like I've always done on things. And looking for something better all the time. But, well, it's on job last time. I go ahead, my slogan was, I couldn't do a job right, but the job wasn't worth doing right, wasn't worth doing at all. And, the amount of time that I put in on a serious job than I did. I never did put in enough time on the job to no longer be able to say I've laid down a job or hadn't done a good day's work on what I was doing.
Thank you.
pushed off and I'm on it, but yeah. And that was the first time I saw it between Birmingham, Jackson, and Alabama. Divorce, and then I met somebody else, and so that's it.
Yeah, that's it.